praying like David, Lord, I want to submit and surrender my heart to you. And then ask him this, unite my heart, O Lord, unite my heart. Is your heart united with God's? You know, Paul did not need to remind them of his service to them, did he? He said, you know I was with you serving the Lord. Wow. When we're committed to serving the Lord, when we're committed to doing his will, he will give us the heart to be the best servants to him you could ever be. Love one another, everybody. Love your brother. Love your sister. Help the needy. Do it in humility. Serve God and love the lost. Let's be a church with that kind of heart. Let's take those four characteristics as we see and let that be part of us, the church on the move. Let's be humble. Let's be compassionate. Let's be courageous and let's be giving. For it is with this heart that we will truly bless others and bring all glory to God. All right. Lord, I thank you for EC Grace. I thank you for everyone here. I thank you for those who are tuning in who can't be here today. Lord, we do come before you with humility. Lord, we can be so riddled with sin and the things of this world. Lord, please forgive us where we are not humble before you. Forgive us, Lord, where we lack compassion and love. Forgive us, Lord, where we may be shrinking back or where we may be selfish. Lord, let us have your heart. Lord, break our hearts in tears for others. Lord, give us the compassion to love each other deeply because you loved us and we're going to be with you for all of eternity. We are with each other for eternity. Let us be your examples to the world so that they can see us by our love. Lord, give us a heart of love and compassion for the world who does not know you. Lord, but we are often tempted to shrink back in a day where much ridicule and persecution comes from speaking the truth. But I pray, Lord, we are truth speakers, that we will speak your truth, that we will proclaim you to the world, and that we will do it with a heart of love, where our sincerity and our authenticity will ring forth from a genuine heart. And Lord, let us never think that we can outgive you. Rid us of selfishness. Rid us of that pride. Lord, whether it's financially, whether it's our time, whether it's for what you called us to do, whether it's to invest in somebody, to invest in a life, to disciple, to go meet the need of somebody, to help the broken, to help the weak, to help the weary. Whatever it may cost, let us be grace givers. For Lord, there's no one who outgives you, for your grace is unfathomable. I thank you, Lord, for showing us these characteristics. I pray that you will use them to convict us, that we might grow in those characteristics in our lives as we minister to one another and to the world. In your name, Jesus, amen.